Om Gyana Trimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitanyena Taishmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadatmayam Tadati Swapadanti Kam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Shahadvaitam Shadvahutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishyabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyaye Vayaga Yubhakti Rasam Prayatnayir Apayan Mam Anubipsamandam Kripa Budir Ya Paraduka Duki Sanatanantam Prabhum Ashrayami I was unwilling to drink that nectar of immortality that is known as Bhakti Ras, the taste of love for the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. I didn't want to drink this nectar because I knew it was laced with, it was infused with, it was endowed with a secret ingredient. That ingredient being great material renunciation. But my spiritual master, Sanatana Goswami, being an ocean of mercy and constitutionally unable to look upon the sufferings of others, he forced me, he induced me, he made me drink it. Therefore, what else can I do? I simply have to offer him my obeisances as my master. Adadana strinam dantir idam yatshe puna punaha Srimad Rupa Padambo jam dulisham janma janmani. Clasping the straw between my teeth, bowing down on the ground and begging over and over and over again, the only prayer that is left in my heart is this, and that is that lifetime after lifetime, I may simply serve the foot dust of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Sadhanar jivane yasya drishto bhavo daya kramaha Raghunatham aham vande dasam Goswami nam prabhum. I offer my homages unto my master, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, by carefully studying his life and his daily practices of the regulative principles of devotional service, one can come to quickly understand the exact scientific sequential process by which one will attain to prayojana, the topmost states of love of Godhead. Vanchikapa turubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavindra Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yeah, so the last couple of weeks we've been in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We're in the fifth canto. We're visiting chapter 26 in the structure of the universe, the hellish planets. We've been in the hellish planets for a little while, and I'll have happy news for you. We're leaving the hellish planets today. These are the last two verses in the hellish planets. So that's always happy news when you get out of prison. Happy news. So anyway, these are the last two verses in the in the hellish planets. I'll tell you the truth. The person who was supposed to give class today was Ramani Patti. He called in sick, so you know I was asked at the last minute to try to fill in. So we'll try our best. Please forgive me if I like to meditate on my classes a long time before I try to give them. So please forgive me if this is not as pointed and as cogent as some of my other classes. So let's look at this verse. This is text 40. We're reading text 39 and 40. Give me a break. I haven't tried to even looked at the Sanskrit yet, so we'll give it a try. Putvipavarsha sharid adri nabha samudra. Thankfully easy. Patala driri naraka bhagana loka shamsta. Gitya git gita maya tava nripad bhutam ishvarasya. Stulam bapu shakalash jivani kaya dama. Budvipavarsha shadri adri nabha samudra. Patala diri naraka bhagana loka shamsta. Gita maya tava nripad bhutam ishvarasya. Stulam vapu sakala jivani kaya dama. Last time. Budvipavarsha sharya drinaba samudra. Patala driri naraka bhagana loka shamsta. Gita maya tava nipad bhutam ishvarasya. Stulam vapu sakala jivana kaya dama. Please chant. No one? Ladies? It's pretty easy. Okay, ladies. Okay, word for word. Boo of this earth planet. Dwipa and other different planetary systems. Varsha of tracts of land. Sarit, rivers. Adri, mountains. Nabaha, the sky. Samudra, oceans. Patala, lower planets. Dik, directions. Naraka, the hellish planets, Bhaganaloka, the luminaries and higher planets, Shamsta, the situation, Gita, described, Maya, by me, Tava, for you, Nripa, O King, Aputam, wonderful, Ishvarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Stulam, gross. Vapu, body. Shakala Jiva Nikaya. Of all the masses of living entities. Dhamma, which is the place of repose. So I was supposed to read text 39 and text 40. This is text 40. I'll go first to 39, read the short purport there. And then there's no purport to this verse, but there is a supplementary note at the end of the chapter that is composed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. So we'll read that supplementary note. Okay, so text 39, translation. One who is interested in liberation, who accepts the path of liberation, and is not attracted to the path of conditional life, is called yati, or a devotee. Such a person should first control his mind by thinking of the Virat Rupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, and then gradually think of the spiritual form of Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, after hearing of both forms. Thus, one's mind is fixed in samadhi. By devotional service, one can then realize the spiritual form of the Lord, which is the destination of devotees. Thus, his life becomes successful. Purport. It is said, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahor Vimuktehe. If one wants to progress on the path of liberation, he should associate with Mahatmas or liberated devotees, because in such association, there is a full chance for hearing, describing, and chanting about the name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. On the path of bondage, one eternally undergoes the repetition of birth and death. One who desires liberation from such bondage should join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If you're tired of your sojourn of this material world, you should join. One who desires liberation from such bondage should join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and thus take advantage of the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from devotees and also explain it to propagate Krishna consciousness. Okay, text 40, the one that's on the board. My dear King, I have now described for you this planet Earth, other planetary systems and their lands, rivers and mountains. I have also described the sky, the ocean, the lower planetary systems, the directions, the hellish planetary systems, and the stars. These constitute the Virat Rupa, the gigantic material form of the Lord, on which all living entities repose. Thus I have explained the wonderful expanse of the external body of the Lord. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, 26th verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled A Description of the Hellish Planets. Leaving the Hellish Planets key? Done. Okay. So here's the supplementary note that's included at the end of the chapter. Okay? There is a supplementary note written by His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada in his Gaudiya Bhasha. It is translated as follows. Learned scholars who have full knowledge of all the Vedic scriptures agree that the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are innumerable. These incarnations are classified into two divisions, called Prabhava and Vaibhava. According to the scriptures, Prabhava incarnations are also classified in two divisions, those which are called eternal and those which are not vividly described. In this fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in chapter 3 through 6, there is a description of Rishabha. But there is not an expanded description of his spiritual activities. Therefore, he is considered to belong to the second group of Prabhava incarnations. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, verse 13, it is said, Astame Murudevyam tu Nabir Jata Urukramaha Dashayan Vartma Diranam Savashramana Namaskritam. Lord Vishnu appeared in the eighth incarnation as the son of Maharaj Navi, the son of Agnidra, and his wife Murudev. He showed the path of perfection, the Paramahamsa stage of life, which is worshipped by all the followers of Vanashram Dharma. Rishabhadev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his body is spiritual, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Therefore, one might ask, how is it possible that he passed stool and urine? The Gaudiya Vedanta Acharya Balavev Vijayabhushanam has replied to this question in his book known as Siddhanta Ratna, the first portion, texts 65 through 68. Imperfect men, they call attention to Rishabhadev's passing stool and urine as a subject matter for the study of non-devotees who do not understand the spiritual position of a transcendental body. In this fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the illusion and bewildered state of the materialist of this age is fully described. Elsewhere in the fifth canto, 5.5.19, Rishabhadev stated, Idam shariram mama durvi bhavyam. This body of mine is inconceivable for materialists. This is also confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti mam mudha manushyam tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhutta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. The human form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely difficult to understand. And in fact, for the common man, it is inconceivable. Therefore, Rishabhadev has directly explained that his own body belongs to the spiritual platform. This being so, Rishabhadev did not actually pass stool and urine. So if anybody's ever been wondering about that, now you can have your mind relieved. He did not actually pass stool and urine. Not even though, it says here, he superficially seemed to pass stool and urine, that was also transcendental and cannot be imitated by the common man. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that the stool and urine of Rishabhadev were full of transcendental fragrance. One may imitate Rishabh Dave, but he cannot imitate him by passing stool that is fragrant. The activities of Rishabh Dave, this is funny, isn't it? It's funny, but it's important. The activities of Rishabh Dave, therefore, do not support the claims of a certain class of men known as Arhat, who sometimes advertise that they are followers of Rishabh Dave. How can they be followers of Rishabh Dave while they act against the Vedic principles? Sukadev Goswami has related that after hearing about the characteristics of Lord Rishabh Dave, the king of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, initiated a system of religious principles known as Arhat. These principles were not in accord with Vedic principles, and therefore they are called Prashanda Dharma. The members of the Arhat community consider Rishabh Dave's activities material. However, Rishabh Dave is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is on the transcendental platform and no one can compare to him. Rishabh Dave personally exhibited the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Davanalas tadvanam alehi hanaha sahatena dadaha. At the conclusion of Rishabh Dave's pastime, an entire forest and the Lord's body were burned to ashes in a great forest fire. In the same way, Rishabh Dave burned people's ignorances to ashes. He exhibited the characteristics of a Paramahansa in his instructions to his sons. The principles of the Arhat community, this is the Jain community, however, do not correspond to the teachings of Rishabh Dave. Srila Baladev Vijayabhushanam remarks that in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is another description of Rishabh Dave, but that Rishabh Dave is different from the one described in this canto. Okay, is that clear to everybody? Okay, good. One time, while reading that purport, I was thinking about a discussion I had with my revered spiritual master, His Grace Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. I said to him, you know, Ravindra, I can appreciate so much of Lord Krishna's pastimes. I'm into him, I like him, I'm astounded by him, I've studied him. But this pastime of Krishna straightening out Kubja, you know how he takes Kubja and he grabs her and he straightens her out, and then she turns into this gloriously beautiful woman. And just to let you know a little bit about Kubja, she was Ravana's sister Suparnaka in her last life. And remember, Suparnaka saw Ram in the forest and she expressed a conjugal desire to have him in a conjugal relationship. And there, you know that pastime, how Suparnaka got her nose cut and Ram said, I'm already married, I like this. And finally she starts to attack Sita. And anyway, everybody knows that pastime. So anyway, this Kubja in Krishna Lila was Suparnaka in her last life. A lot of the things that are expressed in Ram Lila get taken care of in Krishna Lila. And a lot of the things that get expressed in Krishna Lila are taken care of in Chaitanya Lila. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Rikritir Ladini Shakti Asma Ekatmana Api Bhuvi Deha Bedam Katao Tao. Sorry. Anyway, can't remember the verse right now. But anyway, many things that are expressed in Krishna Lila get taken care of in Chaitanya Lila like this. So this Kubja, she was Ravana's sister in her last life. So So I said to my spiritual master, I said, you know, this Kubja pastime with Krishna going to Kubja and how she's sort of like a society girl, a courtesan, and Krishna, he's just left Vrindavan, he's come into Mathura, and he's going to visit this lady of the evening. And he's going to associate with her, and she goes with Uddhava to visit her. So I said to him, you know, Guru Maharaj, this pastime always disturbs me. Because we know Dharma Samstarpana Taya, that Krishna, he's come to Dharma Samstarpana Taya. He's come to establish religious principles. And he's just left the gopis back in Vrindavan. And now he's come to Mathura. And what is the first thing he does after killing Kamsa? He goes to a house of a lady of the evening. So it's disturbing, I said. I can't understand. What is the point? Why does Krishna do this? And then, my spiritual master, his Grace Ravindra Swarup Maharaj is extremely, he can give such satisfying answers. So he said to me, you always have to remember, this is very important, listen carefully, open up your ears. You always have to remember that there's some humor in the pastimes of the Lord. You always have to remember that there's some play. For Krishna, his pastimes is called Leela. It's play. So my spiritual master told me, so he's playing as if he was a human being. He's not a human being. He has a form like a human being, but he's not a human being the way we are human beings. But he's playing. Avajananti mam muda manushyam tanum ashritam. Param brahma vajananto mahabhutam. He's mahabhutam maheshwaram. Fools, they deride me when I descend in the human form. We don't deride Lord Nrisingadev when he comes out of the pillar. Huh? There's no one going, oh, Lord Nrisingadev, da la la la. Well, you know, no one's saying bad things about Lord Nrisingadev when he comes out of the pillar, right? We don't deride God when he descends in the form of a half lion and a half man, ripping people apart. Nor do we deride God when he appears as Varaha, a boar. Don't want to even use the word pig in relation, but a boar. Because what does he do? He goes, you know, he lifts up the earth planet, he fights. So no one ever derides Varaha. Similarly, we don't deride the Lord when he appears as Matsya. Someone tried to deride the Lord when he appeared as Parashuram by stealing his father's Karmudenu cow. But the lesson was delivered very quickly with his chopper. Kartavirya Arjuna and his whole Kshatriya pride, and then 21 generations of Kshatriya were destroyed because of this one sin. So nobody derides Parashuram, but you hear people deriding Lord Krishna. Huh? Ah, who is this cowherd boy dancing with the gopis guy? So I said to my spiritual master, but there is this one thing, this pastor, why would the Lord do that? So he says, he told me, you have to always remember there's some humor in the Lord's pastimes, that he's playing like he is a human being. He's not a human being, but he's playing like he is a human being. So what do the young boys do who grew up on the farm and they get to the big city? What do the young male boys do When they leave the farm and they get to the city, what do? You know, the famous song from the World War I generation. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Perry? World War I, where there was a fight between the Germans and the rest of the world in Europe, and then all the farm boys from America went to Perry. So there was a popular song. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Perry? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway? They'll be chasing around, they'll be painting the town, right? So what do young boys do in human society when they get off the farm and they get into the big city? Their eyes open up, whoa. And oh, the ladies, the city ladies, oh, exciting. Not like the farm girls back home. So he says there's always some humor in the Lord's pastime. So in a very humorous way, the Lord, he imitates human beings. He likes to imitate the act. He's playing, you understand? He likes to go among his creation and he likes to play. For him, it's Leela, it's play, it's humorous. For us, it's deadly serious business, as we've learned in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, as described by, we should never think that the Lord's body, any of the incarnations of the Lord that are described in Srimad Bhagavatam as incarnations of God, we should never look at them and bring them down or criticize them or find fault with them or try to bring them down to our level. Dvavimau purusha loke kashara chakshara evaha kacharaha kasharaha savani bhutani kut. There are two classes of beings. There's the fallible and the infallible. In the material world, that's us, all the living entities are called fallible. And in the spiritual world, all the living entities are called infallible. So, and particularly Nityo Nityanas Chaitanas Chaitananam, among all the infallible people who populate the spiritual world, there's Nityo Nityanam, there's one supreme eternal amongst all those eternals in the spiritual world. We are also eternal, but we're not eternal like the people are in the spiritual world. We're subjected to the endless cycle of repeated birth and death. We are eternally going through this cycle. This is the real painful thing about being here in the material world. So out of all the people in the material world, Nitya, Nityanam, there's one that's supreme eternal, and there's Chaitanas, Chaitananam, there's one who's supremely conscious. So when that supremely conscious chief eternal descends in the material world, then it's a great mistake to criticize or look at his pastimes, look at his activities in this material world, and try to drag him down to our level. So yes, there's mention in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Rishabhdev passed stool and urine. It does not mean he had a material body like ours. It was pastime. It was fun. It was a part of Leela. Similarly, Krishna goes and sees Kubja when he reaches Mathura, after leaving Vrindavan. It is pastime. It is fun. It is Leela. He's enjoying himself, pretending he's a human being. Okay? So similarly, the same thing, was we can take the same same idea and we can apply it to this Rishab day. Okay, we'll stop there. It's almost 9:15, not too much to say. I could want to say quite a bit about the hellish planets, but we're running out of time. Anybody have any question? Anybody have any comments? Anybody have any criticisms? Anybody? Okay, go ahead.
It's a comment. This sculpture, she was a manifestation of Bhudevi.
Yes.
The world.
Yes. And she was an incarnate, and she was Suparnika in her last life. I mean, at least in Ram Lila, she was Suparnika. Mixed up.
Yeah, she's because Krishna addressed her as Prithivi.
Yes.
Goddess Earth.
Yes.
But who is also an incarnation of Satyabhama.
Yes. If you read the, that's why there's so many commentaries on this Kubja pastime. Because it's extremely bewildering. So you get some acharyas who look at it very carefully and they get the insight that, oh, this is, this Kubja is Bhudevi. She's the Bhu Shakti. She's the goddess Earth manifesting in Krishna's pastimes. And then other acharyas look at it and say she's a potency of Satyabhama. So there's a lot of commentary on Kubja and who she is and why Krishna visited her. And the why is there so much commentary? Because the commentary is, it's a very surprising, unique kind of esoteric pastime. And because it's so esoteric, the different acharyas have looked at it carefully and using different scriptures, they've said a lot about Kubja in different places. She's Bhushakti. She's the incarnation. She's the reincarnation of Suparnika. She's an expansion of Satyabhama. A complex woman. Very complex woman. Like many ladies, she's very complex. But that's okay. Krishna could handle her. Go ahead.
In the form of Rahadev, then Krishna, he picked up Bhudevi.
Yes.
From the part of the universe. At that time, there was an intimate relationship and that demon... Yeah.
I think it's Bhaumasura, not Bhaumasura, but Bhaumasura. The one who had kidnapped all of the princesses, yes. That particular demon, Bhaumasura in Krishna Lila, is a result of the Lord touching the earth planet, why he picked the earth planet up from the Garbhodakshaya ocean, brought it back up and placed it in its proper orbit. Just like the Lord can impregnate with his glance, the Lord can impregnate with the tusk or the horn coming out of his boar-like form. So you know that the Lord went down and he dug out the earth planet and then he was holding the earth planet. You often see the picture, he's holding it on his forehead and on his nose. And at that time, there was some conjugal relationship between the earth planet and the Lord. This is called cosmic sex. Okay, it's sex on, it's reproduction, it's sex on a cosmic level. Reproduction on a cosmic level. So he touched the earth planet, and from that touch, the demon Bhaumasura was born. Very powerful demon.
So therefore he's considered the husband of Bhudevi. So therefore it wasn't...
Is Bhaumasura... Yes, Varaha is considered...
So when Krishna's visiting Kubja, he's visiting his wife.
Yeah, that's another point that different... That's 100% correct. I forgot that point, but that's another point that different acharyas bring out in this Kubja pastime. That Kubja is actually Bhudevi. Bhudevi is his wife from his incarnation as Varaha. From Bhudevi came Bhomasura, and therefore there's nothing wrong with Lord Krishna meeting and having exchanges with his wife, intimate exchanges with his wife. So like I said, Kubja, complex personality. There's a lot of acharyas who've written a lot of commentaries about her. This is one. Other ones, there's several different acharyas who have said several different things about her.
And because she was...
Keep on coming.
Okay.
If you got... I want to hear it all. Keep on coming.
Because she offered Krishna that ganda, that sandalwood and
yes.
agaru and all that nice scented stuff.
Yes.
She offered that to Krishna, so... In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the fragrance of the earth. So she was earth personified, so she was offering the essence of herself to Krishna.
Yeah.
And so Krishna said to her that, because I've come to diminish the burden of the world, you have that, looks like you've got a burden on your back because you're hunched over.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So I've come to relieve the burden, therefore he pinched her cheeks. And,
yeah, okay, yeah. That's I never heard that one, but that's also a great commentary on the Kubja pastime. Everybody catch that? Everybody caught that? Okay. So like this, the Kubja pastime is a very esoteric, very interesting pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The commentators, the acharyas have said a lot about it. And like I said, we can add the addition, my Guru Maharaj said, you know, he's also just imitating human society, playing as if he's a human being. This is what human beings do, young men, human beings do. So he's imitating, he's finally got off the farm, he's in the big city. He's imitating the human beings. He's having fun like this. Yeah, go ahead.
What enjoy is internal energies, but we are trying to like imitate.
Say that again, I did not catch it.
So is it so that this what Krishna Lord is doing is like a original, and this is just a imitation.
Yes, we are imitations. Krishna is the original, and we're the imitation.
What Krishna does is perfect, and what we are trying to do is imperfect.
Again, I didn't catch that, I'm sorry.
When we are trying to enjoy material energy.
What? When we are trying to enjoy a material nature?
Yes.
Please speak up. Please. I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm just trying to... Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I didn't quite catch that. Anyone else has anything else to say, please? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.